This video is about free airport lounges, and I'm currently filming in an airport lounge. So some of these misconceptions that people have about airport lounges is that, number one, they are very expensive to get in. But in this video, I'm here to debunk the fact that you don't need to pay a lot to get in. There are free ways to do so, but you will pay in other ways. So right now, I am in the Singapore Airlines Silvercrest First Class Lounge at Changi Airport Terminal 3. Okay, I just came over from the private room because here is a more conducive space to do video filming. And the fact is that I did not pay any money to come into this lounge because it was part of my first class ticket entitlement, okay, benefit you call it. But definitely I paid in other ways. Like I used my miles to redeem the first class ticket flight and, you know, have to at least pay the airport taxes of Singapore. That's around $65.20. And if you want to speed up your miles accumulation, one very good app that I would use for KrisFlyer miles is the KrisPlus app, which you can also download using my link to get some free miles, because you can earn some miles on your dining and shopping during your Singapore visit. But that's not the point of today's video, because there are so many airport lounges across all around the world. And the good news is you can get complimentary visits if you know your way to get around all those benefits and utilize them, which is our agenda today. Number one is to go through, what do all these airport lounges really serve? What do they have? Number two, the best credit cards in Singapore that can provide you complimentary access to all these airport lounges. And number three, show a quick tour of the free airport lounges that you can use for your priority pass in the Singapore Changi Airport. And if you're new here, my name is Chris, an ex-chartered accountant turned YouTuber focusing on personal finance. And you can join my free Telegram group of close to 23,000 members to join like-minded individuals there. First of all, I need to explain what are airport lounges about. So airport lounges are fundamentally private waiting areas in the airport, and they provide benefits like free buffet food and drinks, free alcohol and coffee bars, comfortable seating and charging points, dedicated rest area, and even shower in some of these lounges. Now for Singapore travelers, it's actually not much of a benefit because our house is very near to the airport, right? We don't need to travel very far. We don't need to drive like half a day to get to the airport. It is essentially just a nicer waiting area before you board your plane. But if you're transiting in a flight overseas or you are an overseas traveler, I'm very sure you will value the services of an airport lounge, especially if it's free. For example, if you have a long transit hour, like 4 or 5 hours, and you don't want to wait at the public area, or you're transiting a flight between a smaller domestic airport to a larger international airport or vice versa, I think all these lounges would be a very good resting space. And especially to those travelers who live really far away from the airport, I'm very sure that if you can have a free shower at the airport or overnight while waiting for your flight, I think that's a very good benefit. So specifically for airport lounges, I think the price to pay when you want to pay per entry is around $35, which is why free memberships to get all this airport lounge access is very valuable, because for each entry, you are saving $35. So for 2 entries, that's $70 already. And that's the agenda of this video today, to really share how you can get in for free. So my reminder is, please don't pay cash to enter airport lounge. It's really not necessary or worth your money. If you can get in for free, that is good. But if you can't, please don't pay money for it. I think there are nicer spaces to spend your money. So with regards to airport lounges, I think we also need to talk about lounge networks. You see, most free lounges around the world usually utilize these networks. Number one, Dragon Pass, which is really popular in Asia. And it works with apps like Visa, Airport Companion, or MasterCard Travel Pass. The other one is Priority Pass, where it's one of the largest lounge networks worldwide. And this is commonly included with travel credit cards, even in Singapore. There is also another one called Lounge Key, but it's very similar to Priority Pass, so we shall not cover them. Now comes the more exciting part, the 6 best credit cards that can give you free airport lounge access. Okay, and the way you want to work around these credit cards is that you can apply them, and they usually have a first year fee waiver. So from the second year onwards, you may have to call in or contact the customer service to waive the annual fee so you can perpetually get the complimentary lounge access. Number one is the City Premier Miles MasterCard. It will give you 2 lounge visits with the Priority Pass membership, and you can bring along 1 guest. So 1 for yourself and 1 for your guest per calendar year. Number 2 is DBS Altitude Card, which also comes with 2 complimentary visits with Priority Pass. And yes, you can also bring in 1 guest. So 1 for yourself, 1 for your guest. And DBS Altitude is always my recommended card if you're new to DBS, because they have some sign up promotions where you can get additional miles as well. The next card is Standard Chartered Journey Visa Card, and it also comes with a Priority Pass membership, which is complimentary and could grant you 2 airport lounge visits. And the final one for Priority Pass will be the UOB Privy Miles Card, and it comes with 3 versions: Visa, Master or Amex, and they will give you 4 complimentary lounge access. But remember this very important point. The lounge access is only for yourself. It doesn't offer for the guests, so you cannot bring a guest on board. If you were to bring a guest, you will have to pay the prevailing rate, which is $35. So don't use your priority pass membership from the UOB Privy card to bring a guest. So if we just add in all these visits from the past 4 cards that I discussed, we already have 10 visits already, right? 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 4. That's 10 visits already for free. But I'm very sure, not enough, right? Then we move on to Dragon Pass or MasterCard Travel Pass. And the first card to recommend from there will be the HSBC Travel One card, which gives you 4 visits with Dragon Pass. And now you can also bring a guest there. There is a card annual fee of $196.20, but in turn, you get 24,000 miles. So I'd say it's a good offer, especially if you are an existing HSBC card holder. And the final card to get free airport lounge access will be the CIMB Visa Infinite card. This card has a higher income requirement of $120,000 per year, but you know the benefit? It doesn't come with any annual fee and gives you 3 Dragon Pass visits per year for free. Okay, so it's really great if you can earn that level of income. You just apply for this card perpetually, you can get the free Dragon Pass visit, but only for yourself, not for guests. Now, do you also know that with all these Dragon Pass or Priority Pass, not only you can use their airport lounges, you can also use at their partner merchants like restaurants or even spa. For example, at Terminal 1 Changi Airport, I used to visit Crystal Jade just to have some Chinese cuisine. And then for Terminal 2, you can even head over to Transpa to get a free haircut, which is what I'm intending to do. So all these credit card options that I listed are for the free complimentary access. What about if you want paid access? Okay, there are 3 cards generally in the Singapore market to talk about. Number 1 is the Citi Prestige card. Number 2 is the DBS Vantage card. And number 3 is the Amex Platinum Charge card. Of course, there are many more other cards that are outside of this list, but these are the cards that I have used before, right? And then for the Amex Platinum Charge, it's one of the only cards left with unlimited priority pass visits, but it comes with a very hefty fee of $1,744 per year. So I'm still in my first year membership and I want to utilize it. Okay, so after the first year, I'm probably not going to renew it. And with my unlimited complimentary priority pass membership from Amex Platinum Charge, I'm going to bring you on a quick tour around the lounges that you could use for priority pass. Let's go. So that's it for my free lounge access and credit cards guide. I hope that you got a better understanding on how to utilize the lounge, how to get the free lounge access, and what are the best cards to use. And also, if you enjoyed this sharing, this education, then can you please help me click on this interactive broker's code, okay, this link, or you just scan the QR code here. It's a token of support, because every click that I receive, I will get paid a small commission. So it's a small form of support with zero cost to you. So thank you to all those who have clicked or scanned the QR code. Thank you. And yes, if you have any new ideas on airlines or miles or credit card content that you want me to share about, especially in my experience, then please go and comment down below. And if you want to sign up for any of the products that I've shared in this video, the links are all in the description below. Go and check it out. So once again, I hope you all get your free entry to all the lounge in the airports around the world. But definitely, you cannot get in the Singapore Airlines First Class Lounge just with the priority pass, okay? If you really want to get inside here, then I'll share with you my first class tour as well as the A380 suite of the Singapore Airlines First Class suite right here.